points, while the NASDAQ is off 92. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a series of comfortable days. Now we are starting to ease into more humidity each day. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the upper 80s, maybe getting close to 90. And both today and tomorrow, expect scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. Feast or famine, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67. High temperature Thursday on the first day of June, 87. The air conditioner will get a workout with near 90 on Friday, lower 90s on Saturday, and more spotty hit-or-miss storms each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance-matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey issues a time frame for the state of Alabama to proceed with executing a death row inmate. Ivey sent a letter to the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections regarding inmate James Barber. In that letter, Ivey set a 30-hour time frame for lethal injection of Barber starting at 12 a.m. July 20th. The state Supreme Court has already authorized the execution and did so on May 3rd. This gives both the ADOC and the governor 30 days to work out the dates and details for the execution. Ivey also said in that letter that she has no plans to grant clemency to Barber, but she will still retain her authority to do so as granted by the Alabama Constitution. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Authorities in Jackson County continue to search for an unidentified killer. 61-year-old Terry Warren was found shot to death in his home over the weekend. Family and friends say that Warren was home to care for his sick wife when someone knocked on the door. When Warren opened the door, shots were fired and he was killed. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says that investigators do have suspects, but he's not naming them at this time. An autopsy is also being conducted this week on Warren. The city of Montgomery is going to be featured in the Southern Living magazine. The article will be about the best things to do in the capital city, which will include just viewing the city itself, as well as civil rights landmarks, restaurants, and other tourist attractions. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day, and we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663. or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back in, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. We appreciate you telling other people about this program. That is why it's growing by leaps and bounds. People coming over from other stations and other places, listening to us on the internet. Some parts of the state is difficult to get at times, but we appreciate the work you do to listen to us. Don't forget 1819news.com does power us. Go over, visit them, find out all the things that are going on in the state of Alabama. And as 1819news.com grows, I'm telling you, you'll be more and more fascinated with some of the stories.
Oh, man.
We had the Space Dragon thing was on 1819news.com. Yes. I believed Sky before I believed them, but they had the article as well with some photos. Then you got the creepy article about the weird haunted area in my part of the world that I've never even heard of before, the Hayden thing, where there might have been a couple of crazy doctors out in the woods
Joseph mingling
doing
some children
and stuff. So look, you can find that over there, but go support them, because if you support them, sign up for their newsletters, support them financially, it also supports us. 1819news.com. We've got the artificial sweetener story is coming up, which
yes.
is fascinating.
Very upset about this.
And then we've got Chick-fil-A guys. We're going to play his clip of virtue signaling. But before we do that, let's go to Stan Cook. Stan, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your patience.
Hey, Scott, I hope y'all are having a great diversity day today.
We are very diverse.
Why,
and
thank you, Stan.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's called Hump Day.
Wednesday in the real world, yes.
Right.
Well, let me add to your diversity. Scott, you know me. I'm as white as you can get. I've got red hair.
Spontaneously combust in the sun. Not that
I went through a major DNA genetic study about 15 years ago, and what do you know? I'm a Jew.
So, really?
J2A haplogroup through and through. So we track some things back. So, you know, names got changed, things happened in the past, and people kind of hid under name variations, and here we are.
Shalom.
So. Yeah, shalom. You got it.
So you want me to start calling you Stein Cook?
No, please, God.
Look, I don't know why it popped into my head. I'm sorry. I apologize. Whatever.
Well, that's a story for another day. I've got an interesting story on this Chick-fil-A story that y'all have been talking about.
Okay.
I know who the law firm is. I will not mention their name. I know who the law firm is that wrote their equity policy. Hmm. And they lifted their own diversity and equity policy and just put it into the Chick-fil-A handbook. And I've got some of it here. I won't read the whole thing. I just want to give you a highlight. It says creating a culture of belonging to promote and to sustain a culture where all individuals can thrive and contribute, valuing differences so that they can strengthen all of us as we unite around something bigger than ourselves, and to provide a personalized development and eliminate barriers so that opportunities for everyone can thrive. Now, here's what's so funny about this. This law firm that instituted this policy at their own law firm hires an outside source to do all their photocopying and document shredding and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And two of their employees come in, men, very large men, dressed as women and high-heeled shoes. Well, the old southern heads of this law firm blow their top. And within weeks, that outside company is terminated and they hire another company. Because they didn't want these very large men wearing dresses and high-heeled shoes walking through their law firm.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
That's very interesting.
It's good for the goose. It's I'm not sure that fits, but... It's easy to say all this stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but when you have to live it, and then you've got some people that are not just culturally diverse, but they're set in their ways, and they really didn't believe in the policy that they wrote for themselves or for another company.
Right.
And it blows up in their face. And this really did happen. So it is not going to last long. There will be a resistance. People will fight back. Christians and Southerners are always slow to come around. If you'll remember all the Civil War stories, more than half of the South didn't want to fight anyway.
Right.
So it takes a while for people to take a stand, and it hasn't hit home with everybody yet, but eventually it will. And this is the same mentality with school choice, curriculum choice, everything else, boys playing on girls' softball teams, boys swimming in the girls' swim. This is one mentality across the board. And this country, I still believe in this country. I still believe in everything that is right about this country. And we will stand up and we will take a stand. Our voice will be heard and this will fade. But I wish it was sooner rather than later.
I agree. I believe more in the Southerners than I do the whole country at large.
Yeah, never give up on America. What made us great will keep us great.
Fair enough, Stan. Good point. Stan always has the best stories.
He does have great stories.
He knows all kind of stuff.
He does know things. He should be...
Don't get a big head, Stan, just because we say something nice about you.
Like a researcher. Maybe we ask Stan to send us...
And he knows some good behind-the-scenes stuff, too, so we need to get him.
But we need somebody like that, because that's interesting.
Stein.
Blessed, and he's worthy of our even more respect because...
Really?
He's Jewish. That's awesome. I'm just saying. I think it's awesome.
I liked him before and after.
Scott, I got a question.
Okay.
What were we doing before we had all the DEI... ESG,
Corporate Quality Index. I'm glad you bring that up because have you ever had anybody or know someone who works at a Chick-fil-A, like a young person?
Yes, my cousins all worked
and
there.
And do you remember what Chick-fil-A, how they did things, their strategy, and people would be like, man, I always love going to Chick-fil-A. The people are so nice and they're so fast. And they're not as fast as they used to be. And I know they've got a lot of people in the drive-thrus, but...
But they've been off more than they can chew on this whole double-lane thing.
But I begin to think that maybe some of this DEI stuff has really been seeping into the company for the last couple of years because they're not what they used to be. You'll go to some... I've been to a couple of Chick-fil-A's in the last 3 or 4 months, and I'm like... For the love, what did y'all do? Get McDonald's to come in here and tell y'all how to run this quickly? Because they're like the slowest fast food joint in the whole world. So they're not what they used to be. But if you remember, one of the first things we ever heard about was how Chick-fil-A, teenagers, whatever, they're hiring these people. But they were always looking for a better person. Mm-hmm. So if you were the employee that was on the low end of the pole... You didn't show up on time or whatever. They were always looking to improve. They could always get a better person. And that caused the service to go up, the cleanliness to go up, the niceness of the workers to go up because they're always trying to improve. Get the best person. Get the best person. Hire a better person. Hire a better person. Where did that go? Because you can't have that and have diversity, equity, inclusion.
Well,
do you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying, but they can't have this because apparently you're a white supremacist if you're on time. Do you remember when that came out?
Oh, that's true. Being punctual.
I mean, you can't be punctual. Apparently, that's
that
a white man's deal.
Yeah, white supremacy.
You can't. Well, that was the main thing. I mean, that was the first time I heard about white supremacy was if you're on time, that's racist. Mm-hmm. Really?
Demanding someone to be on time.
Yes. So I'm just saying, I'm not sure which way they want it now. Clearly it has gone down. Clearly it is taking longer. But I just get this feeling like, what were we doing? Were they not, like you say, at the top of their game in customer service? There were a couple companies worldwide that you knew had excellent customer service.
That's right.
And now you're right. You may go in and they say, the ice cream, the dream icicle dream cone
doesn't work today.
Doesn't work today, or we ran out of cookie dough.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what you're going to get when you go through, but I'm not going through anymore.
Last three Chick-fil-A's I was at, we waited 10 minutes for our orders, which you know at a Chick-fil-A, that is unheard of. But think about when they hired the best and were always trying to hire the best person. It didn't matter if that person was white, didn't matter if they were black, Asian, male, female, whatever. If in the interview and stuff they thought you were a go-getter, you got hired. It turns out you're not a go-getter. They hired somebody and replaced you.
That's right.
And it didn't matter. So you literally had a diverse workforce based on merit. Didn't matter what you looked like. Didn't matter how much melanin you had in your skin. If you were a hard worker, good person, you are here at Chick-fil-A and we love you. God bless you. And God bless you.
Right.
And now, well, maybe we can't really be getting rid of people. I mean, we have 8 employees and we 3 of them must be Asian and 2 of them must be black. And we don't really want any white people because we're up to our eyeballs in them. And look, you get your chicken when you get your chicken.
I mean, isn't it awful? It's kind of like dating somebody that you're forced, like, you know, they don't really like you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're the last person on the team picked and you're like, I'm the diversity hire.
Right.
I mean, it's got to feel bad.
You'll do.
You'll do.
It'll be all right.
This is so disrespectful if this company espouses Christian values and now they've become the, it's okay, you'll do.
Right. We'll just settle.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible feeling.
I mean, but you can get your shoes shined.
Well, you can get your shoes shined. And before you get your shoes shined, we should ask them if they could please start getting orders right again. I'm just, because that's what happened.
Don't do my shoes, but can I have my chicken? Please, can you get that part right?
I'm just saying the last 2 times I've been through,
just cook the chicken, okay? Don't bring your
chicken.
Problems to work. Don't bring your axes to grind. Don't bring your individual whatevers. Just show up and work hard. Chicken. Whatever happened, what was wrong with that?
Well, apparently, so many things.
It went so well for McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's
right.
Looking at it like, oh, McDonald's did all the every woke thing you could think of for 30 years. They were woke before there was such a thing as woke.
Right.
And they just...
How's that? They're still surviving, but I don't want to go there. I don't like the attitude.
They're surviving because you're out of
places,
town.
Attitude
don't know where
means
to go,
a lot to me.
And you go get an Egg McMuffin.
Right.
That's how they're surviving.
I don't care for it. The food is... Well, come on. In the first place...
They make a little bit of everything.
The whole idea is it's fast, it's quick, and I guess it's edible, but
and it's
attitude
not fast,
means
it's not
a lot
quick,
to me.
And it's questionably.
That's why I'll go out of my way to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Well, I used to.
Well, I haven't.
Where are we going to go now, you guys?
Go home and cook.
I mean, after you hear this part, you're going to want to go somewhere else. Now, look, we are doing this in full context. It sounds sweet, but if there are questions on the other side, we'll circle back to what we said before we played this.
And
was
this the head of Chick-fil-A,
this
right?
Is
Dan, okay.
Dan, this is one, it's just under break time. Here we go.
Let's do it.
With me by a dear friend. He shared with me about a revival that was taking place at a church in Texas. And at that revival, in the front seat was an older African-American man that was sitting there. And this young man got up that was there in that service. And he'd been so gripped with conviction about the racism that was in that local community in a small town in Texas that he took a shoe brush and he walked over to this elderly gentleman and he knelt on his knees and began to shine his shoes. and tears began to flow in that service. It was an attitude of conviction. So I invite folks to put some words to action here. And if we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes. And whether they got tennis shoes on or not, maybe they got sandals on, it really doesn't matter. But there's a time in which we need to have, you know, some personal action here. Maybe we need to give them a hug, too, brother.
And some stock in Chick-fil-A.
That'd be better. We got to take a break. Simpler days will be... And so he had somebody bring a brush out of the crowd so he knew he was going to tell this story. You know, I'm calling BS on the first story, too, because I've been to some revivals. I hadn't been to any in Texas. But I just don't keep a shoe brush in my back pocket.
No, that was all set up.
How about the whole part about volitional? How about the part where you do it because you're moved, not because you're told to?
It's all just...
Testify.
It's just BS. We'll go out to simpler days after this. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly...
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to your calls. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228. Simpler days. Welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to commend you and all of you this morning for your critical thinking and your attention to detail. You know, attention to detail is a fading art. If you just throw something out there and it sticks, but you don't, it's like the newspaper industry dying. Nobody reads the newspaper anymore. It takes right. too much time.
Yes, sir.
But just like with the Chick-fil-A deal, if you think about it, if you do just a little bit of thinking, nobody wears shoes that are shined anymore.
Good well, point. Simpler days. I had a question because when he says they don't have to wear, they could be wearing tennis shoes or sandals. I'm like, you going to polish somebody's sandals?
Or tennis
gonna
shoes?
You're going to get black shoe polish on their feet? What does Dan say? It don't matter. They're already black. Is that what Dan said?
I mean, I think it would have been more impactful if it had brought him a shoelace up there or something, because you know, we live in a society today. I mean, even going to church, but we don't wear shoes shined anymore. I mean, it's just a real relaxed society. But I mean, anyway, you know, you can always go over to Starbucks and get the orange hair or the purple hair,
right?
If you're really, you know, but Chick-fil-A, just in my opinion, Chick-fil-A is suffering from what everybody else in the service industry is suffering from, and that is trying to get employees, retain employees, so they will let the bar drop just to keep employees there.
I guess, but I always thought, like in my town, Chick-fil-A always seemed to be staffed up, while some of the other fast food places were not. Some of them were closed a lot. You know, only the drive-thru would be open because they didn't have enough people working. I would have thought they were kind of, you know, had the ability to choose who they wanted. Mm-hmm. And but you make a good point. I haven't thought of it that way, that they're just trying to say, hey, look, everything's fine, just so we can keep some employees.
Yeah, it's like the nurses, it's like law enforcement. They're just trying to keep boots on the ground. They're just trying to keep, you know, the old assembly line running, because people don't want to work anymore.
That's true.
And, well, why work simpler days if you cannot work and have plenty of food to eat, have shelter, have a cell phone, have a car, have video games, have your health care taken care of. I mean, what?
And your Chick-fil-A DoorDash to you.
Yeah, and it'll come to your house. What do we really work for?
Well, if your mom and dad will allow you to sit at home and work on your YouTube content until mm-hmm. you're 30 years old, and then, you know, the new 30 is the old 20.
And correct.
So why should you go to work for Chick-fil-A, stand out there in the elements, you know, and socialize when you can sit at home and work on your YouTube content? But anyway, you were talking about the good sugar, bad sugar.
Yes, sir.
If you look at the old yearbooks from, say, 50s, 60s, and 70s, people don't look bloated back then. And maybe they were using more natural stuff. I mean, it's like honey. You can use honey in a whole bunch of different ways as a sweetener.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, three main staples that are healthy that you don't have to is honey, lemon juice, olive oil. But people use all this other stuff, and then they wonder why they got health issues, why they're bloated. I mean, there's just so many natural things that you don't have to use, you know.
Well, we were talking during the break, Simpler Days, and I think it really boils down to this. And you would think that human beings made in the image of God, but clearly he didn't. Maybe their sin nature caused it to fade away, but he just did not give us a whole bunch of common sense. But if I think, I can take this chemical that tricks my body into thinking it's sweet, I have no idea what it actually does inside there once you eat it, as opposed to, hey, this is a natural product. How in the world do we decide the chemical must be better for us and let's put it in all these diet drinks and now we are bloated and we're fatter than we were before? And one of these articles, I know I'm jumping ahead some poor days, says that these things cause diabetes. So people are taking it to avoid sugar because they were avoiding the sugar because the sugar was going to make them have diabetes. And now this stuff makes them have diabetes and arguably might be worse about it.
First it was cyclamate. Then, hey, guess what? It's probably causes cancer. Then it was saccharin. Then it was the next thing and the next thing. And it turns out nature had it covered.
Does a better job.
Try sugar in the raw. Okay, instead of the highly processed white sugar in the raw, it's all natural. It's kind of brown. It's not brown sugar, though. It's just, it hasn't been bleached. It hasn't been refined. It's not bad for you. It's 100% cane sugar. And it's sweet, and it works.
Overloads your body with sugar.
Well, you know, everything in moderation, of course. But rather than these artificial sweeteners that are man-made, sugar in the raw. Costs a little more, but it's really worth it.
I have a giant bag of that I haven't opened yet. So
check it out. It's fantastic. And you can use less of it than you would white sugar as well.
Well, we follow the pack. We follow the herd, and it's all about marketing. And it's all about, the greatest marketing ploy ever was bottled water. But anyway, y'all have a good day.
Good point. That's great.
Thanks, Simpler Days. It's like the sugar is. So if you've ever seen the comparisons where they show an apple or a piece of fruit, and then they say there's this much sugar in it, and it's this tiny little pile of sugar. It's mostly water. And then if you've ever had the opportunity to go somewhere where they have sugar cane, they'll cut the sugar cane.
Yes.
You can suck on the end of the sugar cane,
which is delicious.
And then you realize the amount of sugar that's poured into your Coke or your cupcake or whatever just took a tremendous amount of sugar cane. And you're like, I really don't think I can suck all the sugar out of this in one sitting.
Why?
But you can get it when they, you know, refine it down.
Yeah.
So your body's like, whoa, that's a little much. Sure, panic time. But it just makes sense.
Yeah, go natural.
It really does.
It's a way to go.
So we'll have all the stories on the other side. We'll have your husband weighing in, responding.
A little bit of a foil, guys. Yeah, got something to throw out there.
He might really like the diet drinks.
He likes Coke Zero.
Ah, now we're getting to it. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
It's time to experience your Montgomery Regional Airport and fly MGM. No need to spend hours traveling to Atlanta and fighting standstill traffic. Your Montgomery Regional Airport and American Airlines now offers direct, nonstop daily flights to our Washington, D.C. It's simple and it's quick. Fly from Montgomery the day before your meeting and you'll be back in Montgomery the very next day. And no sitting in Atlanta traffic wishing you were already home. Rethink your limits. Fly local first. Fly MGM.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year, time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Goodness gracious. All right, I want to give you, this is how the world works. If you remember, is it the book 1984 where they have the, where they take the news stories and throw them in the garbage and they go back to the old newspapers and his job is to basically erase history.
History was rewritten every day to suit the party, and the party was always right.
And the thing about it is that the interwebs, your search engines, for people who don't think about it, we do this program for y'all, and so we'll go back and we'll try to find a story we talked about last week. And then Sky will say, what was that story? Or Abs, or I'll ask Abs about it, and she'll go back and try to find it. And it's there, but you'll probably have to go back, which nobody ever does on their search engines. Go back again, and you might find it four or five pages back most of the time. And then there's those stories that they just don't exist anymore. Right. I've had that argument with some of my liberal family members. I'm like, I absolutely know. It was on, I saw it on one of your sites. It was on MSNBC. I absolutely know it. Well, show it to me. And it's not there anymore. Now, so they do that whole get rid of it. But what is fascinating is to just see what the search engines give you. So I go out to the old Googles and I just put in Chick-fil-A. So this is the news stories, because you know they have the top stories section. What? Top stories. Now the first one for me is Fox. Chick-fil-A gets heat from Twitter users over DEI. So, you know, okay, yeah, they do.
It's topical.
Rolling Stone is at the top. Not even Chick-fil-A is safe from anti-woke right-wingers. Those terrible anti-woke right-wingers. It gets better. The Daily Beast is also on here. Now, these people are supposed to know me, right? And I know I'm probably, you know, my profile is whack because of what we do here. Daily Beast. Now far-right nutters want to boycott Chick-fil-A. The New Republic. Conservatives are now boycotting Chick-fil-A for not being homophobic.
That was number five on my feed as well.
That's what you got on number five on yours?
I Googled it earlier and you can see my results there. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, let's see if mine are the same.
Kind of strange that they're almost, I believe they're exactly the same.
Yes. So you got the Rolling Stone, but you got the New York Post. I have the Daily Beast, and I have Rolling Stone where you have New York Post. Yeah. You have The Hill where I have Fox. Now, The Hill is number five for me. Chick-fil-A's DEI leader sparks call for boycott. Chick-fil-A is the latest target of the Bud Light boycott movement. But I love the one from the New Republic. Yeah, conservatives are now boycotting Chick-fil-A for not being homophobic enough. Now, see how
that's
it automatically
some writing.
Went to,
that's
see how
that's
it automatically
acrobatic.
Went?
Hey, you know how y'all know that you're gentlemen?
How?
Because when I put in Dr. Google.
Yes, what
when
did
I
Dr.
put
Google?
In Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm, what'd you get?
Directions.
Google is oppressing women.
I had to scroll down to get.
They have profiled you.
Get the story.
That's it. Call my lawyer. We got a case, huh?
That is so sexist. They gave
directions.
Abs, though, they're going, I don't see any of this stuff, but there's one over here,
and
there's one over there.
Then the stories, and then the Wikipedia Chick-fil-A, and then the Facebook. I mean, so I'm getting them, but not the order y'all got them.
Very good. Oh, by the way, Chick-fil-A and McDonald's are also introducing app features that will track the customer's location to ensure that their meal will be ready once they get to the restaurant. You believe that? Did you remember us talking just a few moments ago about, hey, look, did McDonald's
services
come in and start teaching Chick-fil-A how to do their service? And by George, they're both introducing an app. You know what that means? So they both cannot have your food ready when you get there.
Also, the ads for this will appear on our in our feed in what, 10 minutes? What's the bet?
We do like yesterday. Did you ever get any ads for the stuff we said yesterday?
No, I didn't.
I think it knows when we do it on purpose.
How does it know?
I don't know, but we tested yesterday and said things over and over to try to get the ads. But then when we're on the show talking about something, 5 minutes later it pops up on the ads.
You know what I got an ad
They're
for
smarter
today?
And smarter.
Renvoke. What is RenVoke?
What is RenVoke?
I have no idea.
But it must be good.
I've never gotten an ad for RenVoke. So apparently it knows I must have cholesterol issues or whatever.
Well, you said cholesterol the other day.
It is a doctor drug that my husband prescribes. So apparently. Okay.
You heard it from somewhere else.
It must know that I'm texting with Chris.
So it's reading your text.
It's a GI drug.
Well, yeah, because obviously. The texting is free and they scan it all.
Sure.
So you definitely have it. Let's go out to Crawdad, who is going to be our expert on sugar and other sweeteners today. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and I hope you are well.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My grandfather... I'm getting an echo. Are you getting that going?
I'm working on it. Go ahead.
Hello.
This guy is working on it.
Walking to the light.
Yes.
Are you on Bluetooth?
I'll hold the phone over here, and then I can't hear myself. My grandfather used to be with Soil Conservation, and then he, of course, was a master gardener, made wine, and he also kept bees. And we love honey. Honey is good food. And I suggest anybody that's interested in really eating some serious health food, go find your local honey. One of them, sellers right down here, the Ingrams, that's Wheat Creek, you know.
Yeah.
Get you a quart of that honey and use that until that quart is gone instead of any kind of sugar from anything else. No Splenda, no aspartame, no NutraSweet, no stevia. And it will change your taste buds because it takes a little while for a bonehead brain to adjust to good food.
Okay.
If you don't want to be referred to as balloon people, this is what folks in some of the other countries call Americans. Call us balloon people. We just got to eat closer to the earth.
Amen.
That's part of it.
Yes.
Hey, Crawdad, are we swollen up because of the natural sweeteners and the chemicals in our food, or are we swollen up because we eat too much?
It's carbohydrates in general.
Just too much. Well, they told us to quit eating fat, and they told us to
eat
cereals.
Processed wheat flour, processed sugar. It's all garbage. Yeah, it's going to blow you up.
So the doctors were wrong
way
before
COVID.
Let's
say that you were working all day, and you're a good old redneck, which means that you pushed a plow, or you picked cotton, or you worked cattle, and you were out in the sun all day, and you didn't have any sun copper tone or any of that. Yeah, the back of your, like my grandfather would turn coffee bean brown. My great-grandfather would turn coffee bean brown. My aunt, my mother's sister, and her kids, they all turned coffee bean brown. My mother, alabaster white.
She stayed in the house.
She would just bake.
Right.
So being a redneck, that's not a pejorative, and calling somebody a cracker is not a pejorative either, because most of the people that grew oats or wheat or any of the other grains and had to go to the mill to get it processed, that's a cracker. You know, Jimmy Crack corn, and I don't care.
Right.
But I wanted to get back to the honey and Sweet Creek. Okay. They have the best local, and I mean local, which if those bees are feeding off of local flowers and trees and shrubs, grasses, and you're putting that in your body, that's helping your immune system to defend against allergies.
Very important that it's
absolutely
local honey.
That's right.
That's how it works. So as Epicurus said, let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food.
Nice.
And as far as carbohydrates,
yes,
it doesn't matter what kind of carb it is. You should keep, everybody should try to keep your meal to 35 carbs or less.
You got it. Thanks, Crawdad. Break's coming up. Great call. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, Time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, it's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish or we blacken fish or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
There's definitely people within teams that just don't want to play the role of a leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you're willing to take it on and be that leader, then it's very fruitful for you.
In continued What's Working tradition, I interview my children as they graduate from high school. That's my son, Spencer. We talk leadership, sports, AI, his generation's view of work, the workplace, and the world. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the program, everybody. So one of the things I was told recently was that the honeybees that we have that make honey are not, they're not indigenous to North America. They were brought over by the Europeans.
From what country in Europe? Or
so
just...
there was a European kind of honeybee, but most of the other honeybees are only like 7 species that actually prolifically make honey.
Okay.
Like a lot of honey.
All right.
And they're from, like, Southeast Asia or something. So the whole idea of moving honeybees around. Now, but there's still, like, 20,000 species of bees.
Obviously.
So that's what Big Dave and I were talking about before. So everybody's like, well, you know, what's going to pollinate our plants if we don't have the honeybees? Well, the honeybees weren't here first. You know, some of the other kinds of bees. But I will admit that I just don't see as many bees as I used to. You know, you used to just see bees like in the white clover in the yard. You couldn't run in the yard or you're going to get stung by a bee. There were so many bees
And now,
I wonder about that.
Not quite as
maybe I just don't get out as much.
But well, you were looking up.
That's right.
And the bees were down.
They were down.
And
the
I was
ground.
Looking down. While you were looking up. That's why the diversity is our strength.
That's
see?
Right.
Most up looking, down looking.
Show in radio.
Maybe Beth looks straight ahead for the next door.
I gave her directions to Chick-fil-A.
They
can't get over that.
They generally knew.
And you took it well. You're a good sport, you know.
It was, you should have seen the look on her face to start with, because I didn't know what was coming. And she's like,
I got directions.
Sexist.
It kind of is, you know. I mean, I'm not one to complain.
It's weird. But, weird, you man. Guys. I would like to let you know that my husband is very suspicious of the talk about sugar.
Mmm. The sugar substitutes.
He suggests to us that the WHO...
Which is where these are coming from.
The World Health Organization. Right. First of all, let's just be clear. We're going to go to honey. All right?
Is that what we're doing?
That's my grandmother's nickname is honey.
Raw local honey. It's got to be raw. Don't let them cook it.
Honey is now going to actually use honey.
I thought your name was Sugar or Sweetie or whatever it was. What was your Waffle House name?
My Waffle House name is Candy.
Candy.
I don't know why.
But Ben, my son-in-law, said that is not an okay grandmother name. It's so not, I'm Honey.
You were Honey.
So if you ever forget my name, just call me Honey. That is essentially the same
That's
thing.
That's not like a cat call. Honey.
No,
hey, Honey.
No, it's okay. not. It's my name.
It's your name.
Now,
okay,
Rosie gotcha. Is not going to be able to use that name.
Right.
Okay, because it's a hard name. So she can say Doc probably already, but she can't say honey.
Honey.
So I...
And Rosie's the grandbaby.
Rosie's the grandbaby, and
she's like the greatest grandbaby ever in the history of
happy,
mankind.
Happy, that kind
right.
of thing.
The sweetest, smartest,
right.
cutest.
Who?
Yes.
So we've established that we're all going to stop going to Chick-fil-A, okay, possibly, and perhaps we're going to switch over to use raw honey from our... community.
There we go.
Is wonderful. This,
you know what I think is okay. happening? I think there's a master plan afoot, Skyster.
Yeah? What's up?
So there's a lot of... So the Bud Light thing kind of happens, right? And they're like, okay, clearly the men, like, that you just don't want your buddy to go, hey, you drinking the Bud Light and the loafer over there, huh? I gotcha. You just don't... You men can't do that. You start mocking each other about whatever you're drinking or eating or whatever... There is a boycott.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, it's not like I'm not going to buy it anymore because I'm mad at the wokeness. I'm not going to buy it anymore because I don't want to have the can that says, hey, look at me. I like dudes. You're just not going to do that.
Right.
So
it's
what did they do?
They
said, okay, we'll see how this works. We'll see how this works. We'll run out Target and Chick-fil-A. And we'll see if the women... are going to put peer pressure. I mean, because are there two bigger entities for women, especially younger women?
No.
Target and Chick-fil-A? I mean, they've basically thrown down the gauntlet and said, we dare you. We dare you. We'll see what kind of fortitude you have. See if y'all can... what kind of boycott you can do on the old
Sometimes
Target
I feel
and
like
Chick-fil-A.
We're just metaphorical... white lab rats, and we're all being
experimented. They're just testing us.
Yeah.
You can't give it up.
You know what the ladies have done? Because it is our target audience, so Chick-fil-A, get ready. Target lost $12 billion in 14 days.
Yeah.
In their stock prices?
I'm not going back.
Mm.
My car knows the way. She could self-drive. But now I have told PJ no more.
No more.
No,
what
I don't
about
know.
Chick-fil-A? I mean, that's tough because that used to be the stop,
no
right? You go buy the Starbucks, get Beelzebub to make you a white chocolate mocha, then you go by the Target and shop, and then you're hungry and you go buy the Chick-fil-A. I mean, that is a woman's day right there.
You don't lie.
That's
a brave new world.
I'm going to farm.
Yeah. Grow your own,
Eric
buddy.
The dog, you are up.